sir. What is your name, sir?
Patrick Young.
Okay, Mr. Young.
The second?
Yes, sir. Mr. Young, would you state your name and ABC number again for the record?
Yes, sir. It's Patrick Rodney Young. ABC number 257851.
Thank you, Mr. Young. We're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information we have, we was notified of this hearing back on May the 24th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today, and they are. Let me just introduce them to you. To my left, your right, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Neal Rittenhouse. And on the other side of her is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as panel chair this afternoon. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Turner, I'm sorry, Mr. Young and Mr. Turner, you both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and be your sore thumb.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Young, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Mesa House, 28 South Olive, Mesa, Arizona, on or about January 9, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus she was in restraint from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Young, I move to find that he was in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Munich, by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we are preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. Phase two is a very important part of your hearing because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So I'm going to ask you if you would hold on. We're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and then we're going to come back and talk with you before you make a decision. At this time, Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. Young was released from agency custody on 1-8-2018 and arrested on 5-3-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 5-3-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 130-2019 with 114 absconded. Current conviction, 2014 fraudulent schemes, artifacts, 4 years. Prior conviction, 2008 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is the second term in ABC custody with a CUIR score of 2-2. Has a mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, absconded for 18 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2006, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, threat intimidation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GB score of G3.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Young. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. As I look at your case supervision summary, it seems that, as I've already stated, it's part of the allegation that when you were released, you were to stay at the Mesa House. And however, you was discharged from the Mesa House. And why were you discharged from the Mesa House, sir?
I was discharged from the Mesa House because I made a foolish decision not to return
kind of drugs did you decide to use, sir? What did you use?
Okay, well, I did, well, I went to Casino, Arizona. As soon, the second day I got out, my dad was actually supposed to pick me up from the DES, to pick me up and take me to DES to get my identification and to get my social security card and get me all squared away. And they told me to leave the halfway house at 8 o'clock. My dad was supposed to pick me up at 12 that afternoon. And I took off to Casino, Arizona. And thought I would do just fine. You know, after 3 years of turning drugs down in the penitentiary, I said, well, there's no way that anything's going to stop me. There's no way anything's going to tempt me or get me to do drugs again. And I was totally wrong, because after I took a couple of drinks and played a couple of games and whatnot, what have you, the next thing you know, someone approaches me, and then it's off to the races. My dad called me, and my stepmom called me. I didn't answer because I was ashamed to tell him where I was at. I knew I was going to get drilled for it. I finally answered the phone, told them I was at the casino. They said, don't spend all your money. They were very angry at me. But they said, to make sure that I return to the halfway house, and then we can go to DES the following day. I decided to make the dumb decision of, you know, going forward with drug use and using and drinking and whatnot and what have you. And I was afraid to return to the halfway house, because if I would return to the halfway house, they would UA me, which would have been triggered them to call my parole officer, which then would have made her, under, from my understanding, send me directly back to the penitentiary. Just being honest with you. You told me to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
No, I appreciate your honesty, sir. But let me just ask a couple other questions, and then you can tell us anything else you want to tell us. Did you find any employment while you were out, sir? Did you find a job at all, sir?
Yes, I did. It was a little bit hard. It was very hard to do, because after I spoke with my parole officer for the final time, and she's a great parole officer, as a matter of fact, she's really good, and she seemed very concerned, but my way of thinking was right. When I spoke to her, she told me to come and see her, and I'm getting to where you're going with this. I did wind up finding employment, but I had to find under the table work, and that all came to a halt when I got arrested.
So. What kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was getting ready to do tile, and
That's a real profession. I mean, you should have done that. You would have made more money then than you did at that casino. If you put in time,
you got a point there.
Okay. I'm not going into trouble with that one, sir, but So why did you start using drugs, sir? I mean, you said that you've been incarcerated, you didn't use drugs, and now you're out just a real while, well, I guess the same day or the second day that you're out, and you go out to the casino and start using drugs. Why would you do that, sir? You had your freedom, you were ready to go, and there you are using drugs.
Right. You know what? I thought I had it licked. I thought I had this down. I thought that since I had been turning down drugs the whole time while I was locked up, I didn't have the urge while I was locked up. I had 3 years and 4 months or whatnot of being locked up. I've never even been locked up for a year straight. So 3 years locked up, I had not been on drugs. I thought I was done. And I thought that I had the ability to go to a casino or go anywhere or be around anyone who was, you know, who might have even been doing drugs and been able to turn it down. And when that opportunity came and when the temptation came towards me, I tried to fight it, Your Honor, and I really did. I tried and I thought I had it all together, and I didn't.
Let me ask you another question, sir. While you were out, I know you had a sheriff's company. But while you were out, did you do anything at all to help you with your drug situation? Any counseling, any NAAA, anything like that that you...
Absolutely not. No, no, not at all. No, no, not at all. No.
You know,
the thing that
I found interesting about you, Mr. Young, and this is my first time, to the best of my knowledge, this is the first time that I've seen you, but I'm pretty good at judging people. You're an intelligent person, very intelligent person, particularly so well, and you're just, what, 34 years of age, something like that? I just can't understand why you would sacrifice your freedom. You know, I mean, if you were not intelligent, if you were, you know, just somebody out on the streets, I would understand it, but you just got me kind of confused here, you know, that you ended up using drugs, sir.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, by the way. I appreciate that. And I never really that I have the potential to do a lot more than what I'm doing. What I'm also aware of now, after doing 3 years, Your Honor, of being incarcerated, is that I do have a drug problem. There's no way around that. I know that, if I did 3 years without doing drugs, and the second day I get out, I can't fight, I obviously have a drug problem. And it's just been brought to light to me that there's some MRC program or some program that I probably would have been sent to had I have just reported to my parole officer. And I guess they allow, you guys know more about this than I do, and I guess they allow you to stay there for 90 days or 30 days or whatever the case may have been. That probably would have given me the time to sit down and really, because just this month I've been in here, I've been kicking my, excuse me, I don't want to use that language, but I've basically been kicking myself in the behind. I mean, thinking about all of the opportunity I lost. I just want to say this, before I left, I was working at Hickman's Family Farms. They had a 3-bedroom house built for me on complex waiting for me when I got out of there. That's how much they wanted me there, and I threw all that away because I have a drug problem. You know what I'm saying? Because I made that bad decision.
I'm just going to ask you one other question, sir, and then I'll get other board members. You said 3 or 4 times that you have a drug problem. What you going to do about it, sir?
I'm going to focus on my recovery. That's the main thing I have to do. I have to go through all 12 steps. I haven't even been able to get past step 4 in all the times that I've been in. But I know that's what I have to do. I've actually gone to a couple of AA meetings in here. I haven't been doing it since I got here. But just recently, I was going to an AA meeting and I actually sat down and listened. I'm 33 years old, like you said, Your Honor. I don't want to be 40, 50, and 60 years old in here. I really don't. I don't see myself being that way. That's not the kind of life I want to live. I wasn't raised that way, and that's not where I want to be. But I know that I have to focus on my recovery and then move forward, having a sponsor and surrounding myself around people that have the same issues I do. And it's kind of tough to do that in here. And that's kind of why I need your help. Basically.
Okay, so at this point, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. The Honorable Ms. Ringhouse has questions for you, sir.
I have 2 questions. Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Young, what is the drug that you, what's your drug of choice?
Well, the drug of choice would be crystal meth and then marijuana.
Okay. And my second question is that you had a prior term of community supervision, and you absconded on that one, too. What happened there last time?
That was due to drugs as well.
Again, you had a relapse. And
yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Rittenhouse. Board members, any further questions? I don't see any further questions from board members, sir. Just one other question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was going to drop my bag off at a friend's house, and they got drugs, and it didn't work out well for me at all. And it just so happened to pull up at the same time I was leaving. They asked my name, and that was it, sir. That was it.
Okay, sir.
It's embarrassing as it is to say, and that's what happened.
Okay, well, we'll come into the end of your hearing, sir, but we want to get, this is your hearing, and we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make its determination. But we do ask that you not repeat yourself. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Thank you for listening to me, and I'll respect your answer the way it goes.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Young. I do respect Mr. Young, as I've stated before. From my perspective, he is an intelligent young man. He does have a drug problem. He admits it. But that's the first step, once you admit it. But now he has to do something about it. And only the way that I see it with him, only way he's going to change. He's going to have to change himself. I don't think that his friends, his apparently his family, not going to change him. It's just time for him to wake up and change himself. And I think that would be, that's really what he needs to do. He says that he would like to have gone to the Maricopa Reentry Center program, which is an excellent program. They have 60 to 90-day program. I heard today that they may even have a 120-day program there at the MRC. But unfortunately, this board cannot send you to that program. We cannot. That's a decision made totally by the Department of Corrections and not by our board. You know, it's hard to say, but I just feel right now that it would be in Mr. Young's best interest just to complete his term, stay off of drugs, put together a plan, and come out and be successful, as I know that he can be. But that's only one board member speaking. I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might think completely different than I am thinking. Okay, I don't see anything else coming from the board members at this time. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion. Our motion is to find that Mr. Young violated terms and conditions of supervision. As he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways through the use of illegal substance and drug as well as alcohol. My motion is also based upon the information contained in warrant number 2018-W0116, testimony coming from the Department of Corrections, as well as from Mr. Young. And my motion is to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. You will be released, I believe that is on January 30th. We wish you the best, sir. I know it may sound like a long time, but as my one of my distinguished colleagues would put it this way, that's just a matter of months, a matter of days. That's not a matter of years. So put together a plan, sir. And we just don't ever want to see you again in Orange. Because you can do so much better. And we just want to see you do better, sir. Your hearing is over. Thank you so much for your participation. Please put the CO3 back on the form, sir. Thank you so very much.
Thank you guys too. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.